Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nick Kostos coming up momentarily. Donnie, you mentioned the Pop-Tart Bowl is going to be on. I don't know when, but I did see, I don't know where, I saw a clip of the people running the Pop-Tart Bowl. The trophy for winning it is an actual, there's a toaster built in where you can toast Pop-Tarts in the trophy. Did you see that?
Yeah, there are a lot of ridiculous bowls nowadays. That is one of my new favorites. I would not be upset if one day in the next few seasons that the Pop-Tart Bowl was hosting a college football playoff game. It should reach that magnitude.
Because of the trophy. I mean, this is a miracle. Nick Kostos on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. He's the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays, 3 to 7 Eastern, on the BetQL network, and watch from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on NBC Sports Fast Channel or Peacock. I'm partial, Nick and Donnie, to brown sugar and cinnamon Pop-Tarts. Toasted or untoasted, I don't care. I'll eat them both. Donnie, Nick, what kind of Pop-Tarts? We'll go Nick first. What kind?
The only one that I had was like, it was a like chocolate fudge or something. It was like an Oreo one.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
It was
yeah.
like a chocolate filling.
Yeah.
That was like, when I grew up, I still don't like fruit. I like vegetables. I'm not a fruit guy.
Really?
I don't want any fruit in my dessert. I like chocolate. So I never wanted like apple cinnamon. That's a terrible choice. Apple cinnamon. Why would you have apple cinnamon when you could have chocolate? So like the chocolate Pop-Tart was my favorite one. I don't even remember what the flavor was.
Donnie, you're a s'mores guy, aren't you? S'mores flavored
S'mores,
Pop-Tart?
That's what it was. It was s'mores.
Gigantic.
Flavor, right? That's
yeah.
what it was.
Gigantic invention.
See, I definitely like those ones, but oddly enough, and this will surprise you, Nick, I kind of like the OG fruit ones they had, like the wild berry one that was like purple.
Wow.
They have like the blueberry ones.
Yeah.
I was a fan of
those.
I feel
like I'd like that now. I feel like I'd be into it. I haven't had a Pop-Tart. I'm 41 in like 30 years, maybe. Maybe I need to get back on this here.
Well, your taste buds have matured, Nick. Let's get to the ball game. Six or a 6.5-point spread. We were a little surprised to see that to open the week, but I guess there's a lot of factors playing in here. What's the best bet?
So, Joe, you're surprised you think that the Ravens should be less of a favorite?
I was surprised at first that the Ravens were more of a favorite in this game than the Eagles were against the Steelers. Yes, a little bit, but I think I do get all the factors, including the Ravens are coming off two bye weeks in a row.
Well, yeah, because I got to play my Giants last week. You're 100% right about that. So last week I came on the show. I told you guys I liked the Eagles in the game against the Steelers because I thought George Pickens being out was just a massive, massive deal for this offense. And everyone watched the game and everyone came out of the game saying, wow, I can't believe how bad the Steelers offense was without George Pickens. So Pickens is not playing tomorrow. He's been ruled out. TJ Watt is obviously going to play, but Pickens has been ruled out. So last week I felt like the Pickens news was not factored in enough to the way people were talking about the game or betting the game. This week, I actually think it might be a little too much. I like Pittsburgh to cover +6.5 tomorrow against Baltimore. I think that obviously the Steelers have like the mental advantage over Lamar Jackson. I don't believe me. Put a microphone in front of him with a camera. He'll tell you himself. It's one of the reasons why like we love Lamar. And Steelers fans, like you might hate the Ravens, but Lamar's pretty likable. He's always really honest. He knows that the Steelers have had his number. And, you know, we saw this manifest itself when these two teams played like 6 weeks ago in Baltimore, right? Or in Pittsburgh with Justin Tucker missing those kicks. I bet the Ravens in that game, it was brutal. You know, which kicker do you trust more in the game? Well, it could be a lower scoring game in December in the AFC North. It's Chris Boswell. It's not even close. So I don't know if the Steelers are going to win the game, guys. But as far as betting goes, I did bet the Steelers plus the 6.5 tomorrow.
Nick, when lines for games like this are getting set, how much does history play a factor? Because something that Joe and I discovered and we were talking about, really since this rivalry started to pick up steam in 2008, about 15 years ago, regardless of who's in the game, who's playing quarterback, who's on defense, 27 of the 33 matchups have been decided by one score in that case. And the line is like right there for it. But I feel like from an outsider's view, if it's somebody who's just a casual NFL fan, not particularly a fan of the Ravens or Steelers, I feel like they see that line and they kind of go by your thinking of, man, for this matchup, 6.5 points just feels like way too much because these games are always so, so close.
But why did we have to start with the 2008 AFC Championship game with Flacco in his rookie year? I thought this rivalry kicked ass way before that, but that was obviously a good one for you guys, right, with Troy Polamalu and company sealing that one out. And route to a win in Super Bowl 43 over the Arizona Cardinals, but I digress. I don't think it matters at all, honestly. It's interesting. It's a great talking point on sports radio. Like, I like talking about stuff like this. It's fun. But it factors, like, what happened in 2014 means zero to what's going to happen tomorrow in 2024. And I honestly, like, we can look at the game 18-16, in Pittsburgh, however it was 6 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Baltimore missed a number of field goals, the two-point conversion at the end. There, and Russell Wilson threw a terrible red zone interception in that game, right? There could have been way more points in that game. So I think stuff like that's interesting. I don't think it matters at all, guys, as far as tomorrow is concerned, though.
Nick Kostos on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. All right, how about the individuals, the game within the game? What's a good bet? And please don't say Ben Skowronek.
I will not say Ben Skowronek.
Thank you.
I do like Stone Cold Calvin Austin. Austin 316 says, let's bet is over. 5 for 65 last week for Pittsburgh in the absence of George Pickens. So Steelers' two receiver sets are, I mean, this is really bad. Calvin Austin and Van Jefferson. This is not great, obviously, right? I mean, we'll see if Mike Williams can crack two receiver sets now. Friermuth is obviously like the number one target now at the tight end position. Van Jefferson has kind of always been a one-trick pony, like passes down the field. And if he catches one, he's going to go over his receiving yards prop, which is 17.5. Austin, to me, feels like a safer bet because his route tree is more diverse, right? You can throw them ball down the field. You can throw them the ball in the slot, underneath, etc. So if I had to play someone on the Steelers, guys, I would look at Stone Cold Calvin Austin over 36.5 receiving yards tomorrow.
I might go, Nick, you could tell me how you feel about this. Both of the number one tight ends may be hauling in a touchdown. Friermuth on a nice little streak. Andrews, I think, has 8 touchdowns in his last 9 or 10 games. Like, he has not necessarily receptions and yardage-wise caught fire, but those two dudes are finding themselves with the football in the end zone.
There's no question. I would think Friermuth is the better bet than Andrews, only because, like, likely is a bigger receiving threat than, like, Darnell Washington or Mykole Pruitt. But it is worth noting that the Ravens have gotten hit pretty hard by opposing tight ends this season. I want to say they're in the top 5 of defenses allowing yards to opposing tight ends. If they're not top 5, they're right outside it. So Friermuth would be the tight end that I would choose. But, you might not be wrong about that because Andrews has been, a terrible start to the season for Mark Andrews. But obviously, I'm thinking of this like fantasy football terms. He saved like fantasy football seasons with how he's played recently. And that factors into real life as well. So I would pick Friermuth, but I don't hate the selection of Mark Andrews.
All right, Nick. Super Bowl odds. I want to look at those for a second. I think... was it Nick last week who said he only has 2 teams in his Super Bowl pot, and that's Detroit and Kansas City? Was that you, Nick, who said that last week?
Yeah, I would say I would like. I don't think it's 2. It's not many though.
Okay, who else? Who else?
I would say so. Detroit, Green Bay, Kansas City. That's it.
Not Buffalo.
Not Buffalo, no. I think if Buffalo gets to the Super Bowl, they will get smoked by the Lions if they play them. And the only way Buffalo makes it, so here's how Buffalo makes it. And I don't think this is going to happen. Like, if Baltimore plays Kansas City, I think the Chiefs will win. But it's possible the Ravens could have, like, a nuclear offensive game. Possible, right? Not impossible. And if the Chiefs get knocked out, and honestly, guys, like, Steelers fans won't want to hear this. This is like when the Steelers didn't have to play the Patriots and would make the Super Bowl as a result. Because the Steelers never beat Tom Brady, Belichick, and the Patriots in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, if the Bills don't have to play the Chiefs, I think the Bills can make it. If they do have to play the Chiefs, I'll pick Kansas City in that game.
What I'm also hearing, maybe, from you and what you think at large, too, do more people believe right now that the Ravens are a bigger Super Bowl threat than the Steelers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes. There's no question.
Even a healthy Steeler team. Okay.
I think that. I mean, look, like, the Steelers can win tomorrow. The Ravens are better. Like, Baltimore's a better team than the Steelers. Now, maybe Pittsburgh's got, like, the mind meld over them, and they're able to Jedi mind trick their way to a win. Like, we've seen them do it before. That happened last time. Of course it can happen. But, I mean, I'm just telling you guys, like, no matter what anyone's opinion is, I'm just telling people what the facts are. Like, Baltimore, look at things like this. Baltimore closed a three-point road favorite at Pittsburgh. At Pittsburgh. The Steelers are good, and Steelers have an awesome home field advantage. They close a three-point. That's a big number. And now they're almost a touchdown at home against the Steelers. So the betting market thinks the Ravens are a good amount better than the Steelers, which doesn't mean their upsets happen all the time. It doesn't mean the Steelers can't win. But, like, you're asking me my opinion, which team is more of a threat to win the Super Bowl? This won't endear me to people in your neck of the woods around the holiday season. It's easily the Baltimore Ravens. Easily.
Man, I hear that, yet the irony within that is the biggest impediment, or one of them, to Baltimore getting anywhere is if they have to play this team, Nick. They've beaten them eight times in nine tries. It could be 9 out of 10.
Yeah, and listen, to be fair, like, I'm betting the Steelers tomorrow. If it comes down to it, though, and it's Ravens, let's say it's Ravens at Steelers, because that could happen on Wild Card Weekend, right, if the Steelers win the division. They have to play on Wild Card Weekend. Baltimore is going to be favored in the game. Even if Pittsburgh beats them twice in the regular season, the Ravens will be favored. And then Steelers fans can say, you know what? Like, we're going to beat them again, and you can bet the Steelers. I might bet the Ravens in that game. And maybe I'm just stubborn there. But yes, I think the Ravens are a way better chance to win the Super Bowl than Pittsburgh. That is my objective opinion. I think I'm right.
Thank you, Nick. That one's we're gonna replay that one and get some mileage out of it. I appreciate it, man.
Great. I'm also, like, betting the Steelers tomorrow, to be fair.
I know. It's great.
Merry Christmas. Oh, I'm working Friday, by the way. If you guys are in next Friday, I'm happy to do it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets. The absolute very best of luck.
See you, man.
Thanks, Nick.
He's working next Friday. Wow, that was great, Donnie. What did you make of that? Way better. I mean, the reason I asked him is because what he said, not necessarily that, two separate issues. Are they way better? And do most people, including Vegas, think the Ravens have a way better chance to get to the Super Bowl than even a healthy Steelers team? That's a fact. Whether they are way better, we can debate. But the football world believes that the Ravens are better than the Steelers, even a healthy Steelers team. I'll let you comment there in a sec. That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. What did you think of that when you heard it out there at 412-928-9370, 928-9370? Are the Ravens better than the Steelers, even if it's a terrible matchup for them and they lose again? He just said if they lose twice to the Steelers, he'll pick the Ravens in the playoff game
around.
and continue to say they have a way better chance to get to the Super Bowl. Thoughts?
I mean, it has a ton to do with the respect that you may have for the quarterback. Like, I think Lamar Jackson is the absolute top reason why you would put them in that realm.
Plus a top three running back in the NFL. And on some days, a top one. And I know Saquon Barkley's out there. On a given day, Derrick Henry's the best in the league.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has a Hall of Famer behind him. And it's really the first time in his career you could say that he has a Hall of Fame running back next to him. But I think that people will just look at the quarterback, even with his shortcomings against a particular team, in this case the Steelers, or in a particular situation like the AFC Championship, or, you know, anytime deep into the playoffs. He does have a couple of wins, but he has had some big losses in the postseason. They're going to say, if they got Lamar, they have a better chance. Like, I really think it's that simple.
If you had to bet right now, and I told you that the Ravens wouldn't have to play the Steelers, which is the funny part, let's say they're guaranteed not to play each other, who would you bet on to get to the Super Bowl? More money. I said, Donnie, you got to bet all your money on the Ravens or Steelers to get to the Super Bowl this year. Both teams are perfectly healthy when the playoffs start. Who do you think, who would you bet on?
I would actually bet on the Steelers. I think due to what the defense can do in the playoffs, for one, like, they do have guys that can make plays and big splashes. in that sense. If they are fully healthy, the offense is absolutely better than what we saw last week. They didn't have George Pickens.
But not as good as the Ravens' offense.
It's not as good as the Ravens'
offense.
Not even
close, really. And yet, I think the Steelers' defense is better than the Ravens, but I think the Ravens have had a transformation here defensively.
They have a good run defense.
Yeah.
They absolutely have a good run defense.
And their pass defense has gotten better, and they have a great player back there in Kyle Hamilton, who I think is better than Minka right now at this point in their careers, by the way. The funny thing is, if you could guarantee me they wouldn't play the Steelers, because I think the Steelers will beat the Ravens in Pittsburgh in the playoffs if that happens, if it's in Pittsburgh. But I think I agree with him and the rest of the world that the Ravens actually are a better team.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's just a lot of the weight that gets put onto the quarterback. But, I mean, I'm going to stick with the Steelers actually having a better chance if both are fully healthy. Something, I just have to see it to believe it from Lamar Jackson in the playoffs.
I hear
like,
you.
Like, I don't think there's, you know, he wouldn't get by the Chiefs, he wouldn't get by the Bills, not to say the Steelers would, but there's at least something there, some sort of history that the Steelers have a quarterback who, at least at one time or another, showed up in the big playoff moments, and the Ravens can't say they have that.
That's true, although I would point out that he did, again, have a good game against Houston last year in the divisional round, so it's not like he's never played well. He's had a couple good playoff games, but yes, he needs to prove that later on in the playoffs, and he needs to prove he can beat this team.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just a fact.
I mean, he also had the, you know, he blew it last year in the AFC Championship game. They had the Chiefs at home.
He did.
And there was the golden opportunity for somebody to dethrone the Chiefs. Still didn't happen.
But I would ask you this too, Donnie. How long's it been since Russ had a good playoff game? Because his last appearance, and I know he has a way better resume, of course, than Lamar in the playoffs. His last playoff game was a disastrous 11 for 27 against the Rams in a loss. So you have to go back to 2019. He had a couple decent games. They beat the Eagles 17-9. And then remember the Green Bay game? Remember that disaster? Wasn't that the onside kick game at the end when Seattle had them beat? You remember that?
I thought that was the game when Seattle had the big comeback and they won.
No,
I think they lost. Wrong game?
They lost at Green Bay 28-23. In a playoff game.
Okay. Oh, okay. I think that was like the wild card round, maybe.
Yeah. Marshawn Lynch was still around for that one.
Man, that was quite some time ago.
Yeah. Even 2019 seems like yesterday. I mean, Ben was running around. So, all right, Donnie. The battle lines have been drawn. 412-928-9370. You all heard what Nick Costos just said. We can do some calls next. We're also going to do a Bechtold breakdown coming up. City Limits, would you like to tease to that? After I say, fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. You just heard Nick Costos, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Not Nick, but Sullivan Super Service. Limits, what do we have?
We'll talk a little bit about the NFL and college football going head-to-head tomorrow. Mm. What do you make of that? And Donnie and I were talking about this off-air a little bit earlier. Today is the second anniversary of the passing of a Pittsburgh sports legend.
Mm.